Have you ever heard of a fighter pilot who turned down his own general's star just so he could keep flying combat? Pull up a chair because this one's worth your time. I'm Tail Dragger, and this is The Hangar right here on Radio Hangar. The year was 1966, and the air war over North Vietnam was going badly. American F-105 Thunderchiefs, the Thuds, were getting chewed up on bombing runs over Hanoi. The North Vietnamese had figured out the pattern. Every strike package looked the same. Same timing, same altitude, same approach corridors, and they had MiG-21s waiting, fast, small, delta-wing jets flown by pilots who knew exactly when and where the Americans would show up. The Thuds were carrying bombs, not looking for a dogfight, and the MiGs would slash through the formations, take their shots and disappear before anyone could react. The kill ratio was getting embarrassing. Something had to change. Enter Colonel Robin Olds. Now here's where it gets interesting. Robin Olds was not your typical Vietnam-era colonel. This man had been an ace in World War II. He'd flown P-38 Lightnings and P-51 Mustangs over Europe, shot down 13 aircraft. By the time he was 22 years old, he was a football star at West Point, married a Hollywood actress, had a handlebar mustache that openly violated Air Force regulations and nobody dared tell him to shave it. He was 6'2", built like a linebacker, and had the kind of presence where you either followed him or you got out of the way. By 1966, Olds was commanding the 8th Tactical Fighter Wing at Ubon Royal Thai Air Force Base in Thailand. His unit flew F-4C Phantoms, and Olds was furious about what was happening to the Thuds up north. He didn't just want to protect the strike packages, he wanted to go hunting, so he came up with a plan. And it was devious. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every milestone in flight. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. If you've earned it, they've got a coin for it. Every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. The plan was called Operation Bolo, and the idea was deceptively simple. Olds wanted to fly his Phantoms into North Vietnamese airspace disguised as Thuds. Same flight profiles, same altitudes, same electronic signatures. The North Vietnamese radar operators would see what looked like another predictable bomb-laden strike package lumbering toward Hanoi. They'd scramble their MiGs expecting easy targets loaded down with ordnance. Except this time, every single airplane in that formation would be an F-4 Phantom, carrying nothing but missiles and a grudge. Getting the plan approved wasn't easy. Olds had to convince 7th Air Force headquarters that he wasn't crazy. He had to coordinate electronic countermeasure pods so his Phantoms would look like Thuds on radar. He had to get the timing exactly right because the whole deception depended on the North Vietnamese following their own playbook. The morning of January 2, 1967, the weather over Hanoi was terrible, overcast, low ceilings. The kind of soup that makes you question every decision. Olds led the first flight of Phantoms, call sign Olds Flight, in from the west. They were running the exact same route the Thuds normally flew, same radio frequencies, same spacing. Everything designed to make the enemy see what they expected to see, and it worked. The MiG-21s came up, the North Vietnamese ground controllers vectored them right into what they thought was a formation of bomb-heavy Thunderchiefs about to start their run. Picture those MiG pilots, climbing through the overcast confident they were about to slash through another easy target. Then they broke out of the clouds and found themselves face-to-face with Phantoms that had nothing on their wings except Sidewinder and Sparrow missiles. Robin Olds got the first kill himself. He spotted a MiG-21 below him, rolled in, and fired a Sidewinder. The missile tracked true, and the MiG came apart. Within the next 12 minutes, his wing shot down 7 MiG-21s, 7 in a single engagement. That was roughly half the operational MiG-21 fleet in North Vietnam destroyed in less time than it takes to fly a traffic pattern. The North Vietnamese were so shaken that they didn't fly their MiGs aggressively for weeks afterward. Their whole defensive strategy had been built on predictability, on knowing exactly what the Americans would do. Olds shattered that assumption in one morning. Now, what made Robin Olds special wasn't just the Bolo mission. It was everything about the way he led. He flew combat missions when he didn't have to. Full colonels commanding a wing had every reason to stay on the ground and push paper. Olds flew 152 combat missions over North Vietnam. He wanted number 153 because that would have given him his 5th MiG kill and made him the first ace of the Vietnam War. The Air Force said no. They pulled him out of theater because they couldn't risk the propaganda disaster of a wing commander getting shot down. That decision haunted Olds for the rest of his life. He wanted that 5th kill so badly he could taste it. Back in the States, they promoted him to Brigadier General. And here's the part that tells you everything about the man. He hated it. The desk, the politics, the meetings. He once said that a fighter pilot's greatest enemy isn't the one in the other cockpit. It's the one behind the desk who's never heard a missile rail fire. He retired in 1973, a one-star general who would have traded every bit of it for one more sortie. There's a story his wingman used to tell before a mission. Olds would walk through the squadron ready room and look every pilot in the eye. He didn't give speeches. He didn't need to. The men knew that whatever they were about to fly into, the old man would be out front. He led from the first jet in the formation, not from a command post. And in an era when the air war was being micromanaged from Washington, when pilots couldn't engage targets without permission from people who had never sat in a cockpit, Robin Olds was the guy who found a way to fight smart within the rules and still take the fight to the enemy. He passed away in 2007 at the age of 84 at his home near Steamboat Springs, Colorado. They scattered his ashes over the Air Force Academy. His memoir, Fighter Pilot, was published posthumously, and if you haven't read it, do yourself a favor and find a copy. It reads exactly the way he talked. Blunt, funny, profane, and absolutely honest about what air combat really looks like when the missiles are flying and the ground is shooting back. The Bolo mission is studied at every fighter weapons school in the world now. Not because the tactics were complicated. They weren't. It was a shell game. But because it showed what happens when you combine a deep understanding of your enemy's habits with the nerve to bet everything on one morning's work. Robin Olds knew the North Vietnamese would do exactly what they always did, because nobody had ever given them a reason not to. He gave them a reason. A lot of that story comes from Olds' own memoir and from the Air Force Historical Studies Office records on Operation Bolo. If you want the full picture, Christina Olds helped put her father's words together for that book, and it's one of the best first-person accounts of air combat ever written. You can find more stories like this one at radiohangar.com. I'm Taildragger. Keep the nose into the wind.